祝平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好，感謝神可以再一次有機會翻嚟同大家一齊敬拜神。
I'm thankful to God that I have another opportunity to come back to worship with you this morning.
今日講到嘅題目係言語嘅威力。經文係出自雅各書三章一至十二節。
Today we're talking about the power of the word, and here is scripture taken from James chapter 3.
如果你手上有聖經，我係好鼓勵你將聖經打開，然後跟住上下文嚟聽到。
If you have your Bibles handy, you can open it to chapter 3 as we hear the sermon this morning.Let's start with a word of prayer.
聖靈，我哋求你運行喺我哋當中。
Spirit, will you move among us?
感動我哋，俾我哋渴慕嘅心。
Move us so that we have a thirstful heart.
讓我哋唔單止用言語、用詩歌嚟敬拜你，我哋用聽道嚟敬拜你。
Not only do we use singing and praises to worship you, but we use hearing your worship to worship you.
神啊，當你嘅話語打開，就發出亮光，照亮我哋前面嘅路。
Lord, let your word open and lighten our path so we know where to go.
你的话语进入我们的心，更新改变我们。
May your word enter our hearts and renew us.
让我们今天凡有意可听的都侧耳倾听你的话语。
And that those who are here will now listen to your word.
愿一切的荣耀归给你。
May all glory be to you.
祷告奉耶稣名求。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
雅各书是新约的智慧书卷。
The James is a book in the New Testament of wisdom.
他教导我们怎么将属灵的原则可以行出来、活出来。
He teaches us how we ought to live out the spiritual principles in our lives.
如果你读过雅各书，你会发现雅各书并没有很直接地去讲福音的。
If you pay attention to James, that you know that it does not particularly talk about the gospel itself.
但是他总是以福音为他的预设。
But it is, has a theme of the gospel.
他告诉我们听，如果你的信心是活的，你是有好行为行出来。
He tells us that if your lives, your faith is alive, you will live accordingly.
如果你是好树，你会结什么？结什么？好果子。
If you are a good tree, what would you do? You would bear good fruits.
来到今天的经文，它的重点是福音怎样影响我们的言语。
Today, as we look at the scripture, it emphasizes how the gospel affects our word.
今天的讲道主要分两大部分。
Today, our message today is separated in two different parts.
第一，舌头的威力，言语的威力究竟有多大？
First is the power of the word. How big is it?
第二，我们怎样可以制服我们的舌头？
And secondly, how can we control our tongues?
我们看第一节经文。
But look at the first, verse first.
我的弟兄们，不要多人作师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
Here it tells us that many of you should not become teachers, my brothers. You know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness.
点解要喺经文嘅开头首先要讲作师傅嘅问题咧
？And here in the beginning of the scripture, why does it talk about teachers?
师傅即系牧师、长老、教师等等。
Teacher is a pastor, an elder, and those who teach.
而佢哋嘅工作就系言语嘅工作。
So their work is by their job is by the words.
牧师嘅功能同埋责任主要系言语方面嘅。
So the ability and the responsibility of the pastor is through his words.
你可以话牧师系日日使用言语嘅人。
You can say that the pastor uses words every day.
雅各书话作师傅嘅要受更重嘅咩啊判断。
But here the scripture tells us those who are teachers will be strict, will be have greater, judge with greater strictness.
点解呢
？Why？
因为你讲嘢越多，你产生嘅影响就越大。
Because the more you speak, the more influence you can have.
你嘅影响力越大，你嘅责任就越大。
Then when your influence is greater, then your responsibility is greater.
你嘅责任越大，你要受嘅判断就越重。
And if your responsibility is greater, then your judgment will also be greater.
所以牧师长老要小心。
So therefore, pastors, be careful.
我哋要记得我哋要为我哋讲嘅嘢受判断嘅。
You need to remember that we are judged by what we say.
如果你系想做师傅，你系想做长老嘅人，你要知道言语嘅事情工作系几咁紧要嘅。
If you or want to be a pastor or an elder, you know that the word that you speak is so important.
虽然我哋当中大部分人都唔系。
Even though most of us are not teachers,
但系我相信一定有人每日讲嘢多过我。
But I realize that Some of you speak more than I do.
你每日都讲好多嘢。
You say a lot of things every day.
不断嘅影响紧你身边嘅人。
You endlessly influence those around you.
问题系嗰啲系好嘅影响定系坏嘅影响。
The problem is whether your influence is good or bad.
所以第一节系一个警告嚟嘅。
So the first verse starts with a warning.
神系好严厉嘅对待我哋舌头上嘅每一句说话。
God is very strict with every word that comes out of our mouth.
神唔系开玩笑嘅。
God is not joking.
耶稣基督在马太福音12章36节这样说。
And Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, 36, he tells us,
我又告诉你们凡人所说的闲话当审判的日子必要句句供出来。
He says, I will tell you on the day of judgment, people will give account of every careless word they speak.
因为要凭你的话定你为义也都凭你的话定你有罪。
Verse 37, for by your words you will be judged, and by your words you will be condemned.
弟兄姊妹，你每日讲嘅闲话系要供出嚟。
Brothers and sisters, the careless word we say will be revealed.
讲闲话唔系一件无伤大雅、茶余饭后嘅平常事。
The careless word is not something that we can just have gossip after dinner.
而系有严重后果嘅。
Because it has great consequences.
我哋可能下意识认为。日常嘅谈话好普通唔重要。
And we normally say that, well, these common gossip is not important.
但系其实我哋应该反过嚟谂。
But we need to look at it on from another aspect.
正系因为我哋大部分嘅说话都系发生喺日常生活，所以佢非常之重要。
Because our words happens in our daily lives, they are very important.
每日都影响紧你嘅嘢，点会唔重要呢
？It influences every part of your life. How can it not be important?
箴言十八章二十一节咁样讲。
In Proverbs 18:21, it says,
生死都在舌头的权下。
The death and life are in the power of the tongue.
你嘅言语一系带嚟死亡，一系带嚟生命。
Your words bring forth life or death.
你嘅言语系有威力噶。
Your words are powerful.
而为咗讲明呢个道理，喺雅各书三章三到五节，佢咁样讲。
And here
为咗讲明呢个道理，三章五节咁样讲。
And here to emphasize this concept in Proverbs 3, it tells us.
雅各一口气讲咗三个比喻。
James tells us that there are three. James tells us that there are three examples.
小小嘅雀环可以牵动力气好大嘅一匹马。
He says a bit in the mouth of a horse can control such a big horse.
小小嘅船舵可以掌控一艘喺风浪当中行驶嘅船。
A rudder can steer the big ship while it's in the ocean.
小小嘅火可以点着最大嘅树林。
A little spark of flame, a fire can take down a great forest.
呢三个比喻都系强调一件事。
These three examples are emphasizing one thing.
你嘅言语有极大嘅威力。
That your words are so powerful.
系你冇意识到嘅。
It's just that you don't realize it.
因为如果你意识到，你而家讲嘢就会深思熟虑。
But if you do realize it, then you will be careful with what you say.
你就唔会随便嘅每日讲个不停。
And you just don't endlessly keep talking.
咁究竟言语有啲咩威力？
So what is the power of God?
只要你打开圣经第一页。
So if you just turn to the first page of the Bible.
圣经一开头就讲俾我哋听言语嘅威力系点样。
Here the Bible will show you an example of the power of word from the very beginning of scripture.
创世纪一章一节。
In Genesis chapter 1.
起初神创造天地。
It's chapter 1 verse 1. It says in the beginning God created the heaven and earth.
地系空虚混动渊面黑暗神嘅灵运行喺水面上。
The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep.
第三节，神说有光，就有了光。
And verse 3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
有冇谂过历史上第一个讲嘢嘅系边个
？Have you ever thought about the first person in history to speak is who?
唔系人
，It's not man.
系神
，It's God.
如果神唔讲嘢，这个世界唔会出现。
If God didn't say anything, this world would not exist.
如果神唔继续讲嘢，这个世界只要系一片嘅空虚、混沌、黑暗。
If God didn't say any additional words, this world would be a formless and in void and in darkness.
创世纪形容佢系一种绝对嘅沉默嘅状态。
And here we see that it is an absolute silence.
所以我哋嘅神系讲嘢嘅神。
So therefore our God is a God who speaks.
言语的神。
A God of word.
单单凭着言语可以从无到有创造世界。
And through his word, he can create the whole world.
那你和我呢？
What about you and I?
我哋作为神嘅形象。
We who are in the, made in the image of God.
我哋同神相似。
We are similar to God.
我哋系言语嘅生物。
We are creatures of words.
我哋嘅灵魂都系运行喺呢个世界。
Our spirit is also living in this world.
无论系实体嘅世界、虚拟嘅世界。Physical.
Whether it is a physical world.
或者系虚拟嘅世界、网络嘅世界。
Or a visual world.Virtual world,
我哋都不断嘅发出言语，系咪
？We are endlessly creating words.
我哋每时每刻都影响紧人。
We are always influencing others.
亦都每时每刻俾隔篱嘅人影响。
And also, we are constantly being influenced by others.
所以我哋虽然唔系神
，even though we are not God,
但系我哋嘅言语可以喺一定嘅程度上面创造现实。
But our words, in some extent, can create reality.
影响现实
，and affects reality.
譬如话我哋嘅自我形象我哋嘅自我形象，我哋 self image，
like our self image，
自我形象系生命最核心嘅部分。
And our self image is in within a parts of our lives。
有冇谂过呢个自我形象系点样形成嘅
？Have you ever thought how your self image was created？
其实你个自我形象系你从细到大所接受嘅一切嘅评语累积起嚟。
Your self image is what something that has been accumulated throughout your life through the words that are spoken to you.
你系边个？你系点样嘅人？主要系人哋讲俾你听嘅。
Who you are and what you do is what other people tells you.
有时候你都会对你自己发出评语。
And sometimes you would also
你自己对你自己发出评价。
And sometimes you would have self-judgment.
但是你始终需要其他人的评语来认证你自己的评语。
But you need others' judgment to identify or confirm your own judgments.
举个例子。
For example,
你今天回到家对着快镜讲啊你真的好靓啊。
And today you go home and look at the mirror and says, oh, you're so beautiful.
其实你不会信的。
But you don't believe that.
你需要人哋言语认可，你先至可以建立出啊，我真系好靓呢个自我形象。
And you need people's others a confirmation that you are beautiful.
有时候可能有个人佢未必好靓仔。
And sometimes a guy who may not, you know, be handsome.
但佢每次去小卖部咧，老板娘都叫佢做靓仔。
But every time he goes to the restaurant, the people call him, hey, handsome, come.
佢真系会觉得自己靓仔噶。
And he would think.That he is handsome.
这个就是我们的自我形象。
This is our self-image.
人家告诉我们听的。
And people tell me who I am.
所以做父母的。
So therefore being parents.
如果你不断对你的小朋友说、啊、你好蠢你好曳。
If you endlessly tell your child that you are stupid, you are bad.
你知不知道他会建立怎样的自我形象
?Do you know what type of self-image they would develop?
做父母的不要以为是小事。
And being a parent, don't think of this.Is being insignificant.
我哋都曾经系小朋友。
We used to be kids.
我哋嘅心其实都有一啲人哋嘅言语留低嘅伤痕，系咪
？And in our hearts, they may be scarred that people have left inside of us.
可能今生都唔会完全消退嘅。
Perhaps it will not be erased throughout the rest of our lives.
所以你见到言语创造个自我形象系可以伴随我哋一生嘅。
And you see that the power of the word can affect your whole life.
同样道理。
And the same principle.
如果你想有一个基督徒嘅自我形象
，If you want to have a good self-image as a Christian，
你知唔知你需要咩啊
？What do you need？
你需要神嘅话语对你称义。
You need the word of God to justify you。
你需要弟兄姊妹言语上面确定你。
You need to be confirmed by the words of your brothers and sisters。
言语唔单止创造自我形象，亦都创造群体。
So image, the words do not just create a self-image, but it also creates community.
我哋可以用言语嚟建立好深嘅信任关系。
We can use word to develop a deep relationship.
而当你信我，我信你嘅时候， when, 我哋嘅言语又有更大嘅威力。
So when you trust me and I trust you, then our words have even more power.
我哋可以彼此建立。
We can be established with another.
我哋建立神嘅家，建立神嘅身体系靠咩嘅
？How do we establish the family and the body of Christ？
有冇人知道靠咩嘅
？Do you know what we rely on？
保罗咁样讲
，Paul tells us，
唯用爱心说诚实话。
It says speak the truth in love。
凡事长进连于基督。 凡事长进，连于元首基督。
So to everything become like Christ.
简单来讲，我哋系用彼此用爱心说诚实话呢个方法嚟建立基督嘅身体。
Basically, we use our faith and word to establish the body of Christ.
言语可以建立群体，亦都可以破坏群体。
Words can encourage or support the community, but it can also break it down.
所以有啲似火一样嘅愤怒嘅言语。
It's sometimes those are words of anger.
好似雅各所讲嘅，可以燃烧最大嘅树林。
And just as James says that, it can bring down the greatest forest.
愤怒嘅言语可以挑起好大嘅纷争。
Angry words can create much division.
或有时候造成教会嘅大分裂。
It can even be a great division among the church.
弟兄姊妹，言语嘅暴力可以比肢体暴力有时候系更可怕嘅。
But this is the violence of word can be more dangerous than physical violence.
好多离婚
，many divorces，
纷争。
Struggles,
或者是一些自杀的悲剧
and, or there are tragedies of life.
其实你找的原因都是因为言语滥用。
If you look deeper into the reason, it is the abuse of words.
箴言说，说话浮粗的如刀刺人。
And here in Proverbs chapter 12, it tells us that the words are like swords.
你的言语好像把刀一样的。
Your words are like a knife.
刺入对方的内心。
You can thrust it into their hearts.
有时候我们讲嘢，即是不用心讲错了 ,sorry, 对不起。
And sometimes we carelessly say a few words and then you just say, oh, I'm sorry.
但是你把刀插入去掹出来，它是不会马上好的，它的伤口是。
But the sword has already been thrusted in the heart. That wound will not be healed immediately.
你伤害着对方的灵魂。
You are hurting the soul of the others.
亦都伤害着彼此的关系。
And you are hurting your relationship with each other.
究竟什么是言语？
So words.
言语是属灵战争的炮火。
So the words are
属灵战争的弹的子弹。
Oh, so the words is the ammunitions of the spiritual, of our spiritual lives.
Yeah. 你可以控制你的炮火。
If you can control your ammunition.
比如说你向着撒旦攻击他。
If you use it against Satan.
你可以是将人拯救的。
You can rescue others from it.
但是你有时候你是被撒旦控制。
But sometimes you are controlled by Satan.
你被愤怒控制。
You are controlled by anger.
你被你的私欲控制。
You are controlled by your flesh.
你的炮火就轰炸你身边的人。
So your ammunition is used among those beside you.
所以雅各怎么说？
So therefore, what does James say?
六节。
And verse
6? 舌头就是火。舌头是火。
The tongue is fire, is a small fire.
它是我白体当中舌头是个罪恶的世界，能够污秽全身，可以把生命的轮子点起来，而且是从地狱里点着的。
The tongue is a set among our members, staining the whole body, set on fire the entire course of life, and set on the fire by hell.
我看第八节。
Let's go to verse 8.
唯独舌头是无人能够制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
But no human can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
你看到言语多可怕吗？
And you see how words can be so dangerous.
而且你的言语所伤害的不单止是其他人。
So your words not only harm others.
你之所以能够点燃别人，是因为你自己在自焚。你之所以点着人哋，因为你自己喺度焚烧紧。
You're not only burning other people, but you are burning up yourself.
你之所以毒害别人，系因为你自己入边充满毒。
You are poisoning others because you yourself possess poison.
言语有好大嘅威力。
There is much power in words.
但系既然佢可以带嚟毁灭，我哋反过嚟，佢都其实可以带嚟拯救。
So you see that power of word can bring destruction, but it can also bring forth salvation.
箴言话，智慧人嘅舌头系医人嘅良药。
And the Proverbs 12 tells us the tongue can of the wise brings healing.
智慧嘅言语可以透过安慰鼓励嚟医治一个人心。
The power of powerful words can comfort and encourage other people.
我哋可以用言语嚟教训。来督责一个人。
We can use word to discipline others.
箴言二十五章十五节有一节是很精彩的经文。
And here in Proverbs 25, there's a very interesting passage.
恒常忍耐可以劝动君王。
With patience, a ruler may be persuaded.
柔和的舌头能够截断骨头。
A soft tongue will break a bone.
他想说一个人是可以劝动一个君王改变心意。
And here is emphasizing that someone can change the minds of a king.
我们知道很难的，是吗？
You know that it's very hard.
有没有想过你和我其实我们都是一个小小的君王。
And you see, do you realize that you and I, we are little kings.
我们坐在自己的宝座上面。
We're sitting on our own thrones.
你不轻易改变你的旨意的。
And you're not easily, you will not easily change your mind.
有时候你明知道自己是错，你都是要固执己见。
And sometimes even though you know that you are wrong, but you will stand firm.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那是你做王的尊严。
Because that is your pride as being a king.
我们有时候想用激烈的言语去劝一个固执的人。
And sometimes we use a word that would try to calm another person.
往往是有反作用的。
And a lot of times it brings out a different result.
但是如果是充满温柔忍耐的言语，可以软化君王的心。
But if your words are gentle and kind, it can soften the hearts of the king.
最软的舌头可以打碎最硬的骨头。
The softest word can break through the hardest bone.
意思是说你的温柔的言语可以解除最固执的思想。
That is, your soft words can resolve the most stubborn mind.
因为它可以在你的话语当中温柔当中感受到你的爱。
Because through your soft word, they can understand and see your love.
如果它知道你讲的说话是为它好的。
Because if he sees that your words are for his own benefit.
它可以放低它的防备。
He can bring down his barriers.
听一听你的意见。
To listen to what you have to say.
所以传福音又好。
So whether it is sharing the gospel.
圣经辅导又好
，or to use the Bible to comfort，
正确嘅内容系好紧要。
The right content is very important，
但系温柔嘅舌头一样咁重要。
But a soft tongue is just as important。
而家嚟到下一个部分
，so now we go to the second part。
我哋点样可以制服我哋嘅舌头
？How can we control our tongues？
系一件好难嘅事情啊。
It's a very difficult thing to do。
你睇第二节点样讲
？And what does it tell us in verse 2？
原来我哋喺许多事上有过失。
For that we are stumbled in many ways.
如果有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man.
雅各意思就是说，你们当中有没有完全人？
And here what James is saying, are any of you perfect?
没有，是吗？
No, right?
讲明你做不到，勒不住自己的舌头。
We know that you can't do it, you can't control your own tongue.
很难的。
It's difficult.
第七节第八节。
In verse 7 and 8.
人类的制服的能力有多大？
How great is the control of the tongue.
各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来可以制服，已经被我们制服了。It
says, for every kind of beast and birds, reptiles and sea creatures can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind.
唯独舌头是没有人能够制服。
But only the tongue cannot be tamed.
确实是这样。
In reality, that is true.
你总是有口误。口误即系讲，你总系讲错嘢。
And you always will say the wrong thing.
你硬系贪图口舌之快，讲一啲后悔嘅嘢。
And you would always say quick to speak, but you regret what you say.
你惯性嘅对某啲事情讲大话。
And you are accustomed to say certain lies.
有意无意嘅喺言语上面夸奖自己，贬低其他人。
In unconsciously or subconsciously, you will boast about yourself and bring down others.
如果你可以制服你嘅舌头，你就系完全人。
If you can tame your tongue, then you are a perfect man.
咁难咁点算咧
？So if it's so difficult, then what do we do?
其实喺经文嘅开头同埋结尾，雅各俾我哋有两种策略。
And here, in the beginning and then the end of this passage, James gives us the ideas.
两种策略。
Two conclusions.
第一种策略是很直接的。The first strategy is 很直接的。
The first strategy is very direct.
你是要努力的去制服你的舌头。
You are to work diligently to control your tongue.
第三节怎么说？
And verse 3 was the same.
我们若把雀环放在马嘴里叫它顺服，能够调动它的全身。
Verse 3, yes. Verse 3, if we put bits into the mouth of the horse so that they obey us, we guide the whole body.
同样道理，如果你将雀环摆喺你嘅舌头上面
，and so the same idea, if you put the bit into your own mouth,
如果你控制你嘅舌头，你就可以控制你成个人。
If you can control your mouth, you can control your whole being.
你先未好理你做唔做到
？Don't concentrate on whether you can do it or not.
你先去做
，but you just start.
你先系有意识嘅去制服你嘅言语。
You would try to go and control your words.
其实呢个本身就系改变嘅开始嚟。
Because this is already the beginning of change.
有冇留意点解雅各佢话你控制舌头，你就能够控制成个人
？How can James say that if you control the tongue, you can control the whole being？
有冇谂过点解雅各讲舌头而唔系讲心咧？
Do you ever wonder why does James talk about the tongue and not about the heart?
我哋比较熟悉嘅经文系你要保守你嘅咩啊？心胜过保守一切。
We are familiar with the passage that you will protect your heart above all else.
因为一生嘅果效，包括你嘅言语，系由心发出嚟嘅。
Because all that you do and all that you are, it comes from your heart.
我哋知道心系我成个人嘅核心。
We know that the heart is the core of our body.
但是雅各却强调舌头，究竟是为什么呢？
But James emphasized on the tongue, but why?
我发现雅各其实很有智慧。
But I realize that James is really, really full of wisdom.
雅各是希望我们见到一个事实。
And James wants us to see the reality.
最接近我们的心，其实就是我们的舌头。
The closest thing that is connected to our heart is our mouth.
很多时候，几乎你一想过一刻，你嘅舌头就讲出嚟。
A lot of times, whatever you are thinking, your mouth will be speaking.
广东话有一句叫做谂嘢太大声啊。
Cantonese phrase is that you think too loudly.
你谂啦，你唔该讲出嚟。
That you as you're thinking is already being told.
所以内心同埋舌头系好近噶。
So therefore, the heart and the tongue are very closely connected.
如果你可以制服其中一个，你就一定同时制服另一个。
If you can control one, then you will definitely control the other.
去到经文嘅结尾
，and to the end of the scripture，
雅各系会讲俾我哋听，冇错。言语是真系源自于你嘅内心嘅。
And here, James says, yes, definitely the tongue, is related to the heart.
你嘅内心系乜嘢泉源，你嘅舌头就涌出点样嘅言语。
What is in your heart will become the words of your mouth.
十一、十二字咁样讲。
In verse 11 and 12,
泉源能够从一个眼里发出甜苦两样水么？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄么？葡萄树能结无花果么？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water.
大家知唔知雅各系引用紧边个嘅说话
？And do you know what word James is reflecting?
佢引用紧佢哥哥耶稣嘅说话。
He's reflecting the words of his brother, Jesus Christ.
你是什么树，你就结什么果子。
Jesus said, whatever tree you are, you would bear that type of fruit.
如果你是恶人，你怎么可以讲出好话来呢？
If you are a mean person, how can you talk, how can you say good words?
因为你心里面充满的，你的口就会讲出来。
Because whatever is filled in your heart, that will be flow out of your mouth.
善人从他心里所传的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所传的恶就发出恶来。
A gentle person in a gentle heart will overflow with gentleness and an angry heart will overflow anger.
所以结合这两点，
So if we combine these two points,
一方面你控制你的舌头，
one you control your tongue,
你就是控制着你的心，
you are controlling your heart.
另一方面，
the other part,
你控制你的心，
the other aspect, if you control your heart,
你就控制着你的舌头，
you are controlling your tongue.
听起来好像矛盾，
if you put it together, it may be like a conflict.
其实是互相补充、互相影响的。
It may be contradicting, but in reality, they are emphasizing one another.
我先来看第一个策略。
Look at this
first strategy.
Strategy.
你通过控制舌头来控制你的心。
If you are used to control your tongue and emphasizing your heart,
透過控制舌頭來控制你的心。
If you use controlling your tongue to control your heart,
我可以肯定的就是你不會馬上成功。
I could guarantee you that you will not be immediately successful.
你不會那麼容易成為完全人。
You will not so easily become a perfect man.
但是如果你今天聽到你行道,
but if today if you hear the word but and you live out the word,
你一定是有益處的。
You will be benefit, it will be beneficial.
你試一下。
Try it.
你一旦去試, 你就會不斷的從你的言語當中見到你的內心。
And as you try it and do your words, you can see your heart.
你會好驚訝地發現你的敗壞遠超過你平時所想的。
And you will see that your failure is greater than what you normally think.
然後你就懂得去依靠神的恩典。
Then you would know and realize you need the grace of God.
所以律法的功用是什麼呢?
So what is the purpose of law?
讓你知罪,
so that you know sin.
讓你知道你需要靠神的恩典,
so that you need to rely on the grace of God.
我試下給大家一個功課,
let me give you a homework.
接下來一個禮拜,
so the next following week,
有意識地控制你的言語,
purposely try to control your words.
有什麼要求?
What is my requirement?
第一,不要辯護。
One is to not be defensive.
不要說謊。
And two, don't lie.
不要說閒話。
And thirdly, don't gossip.
不要辱罵其他人。
Don't insult others.
不要說污衊的言語。
And don't talk dirty words.
不要有任何暗地裡的自誇。
And don't have a self-boasting.
不要怪罪其他人。
And don't judge others.
不要說挖苦諷刺的說話。
And don't
sarcasticism. Oh. Sarcastic.
Don't say sarcastic words.
你先不要你自己做不到。
先不要你做不做到。 Don't start by thinking that you can't do it.
先去做。
Just do it.
如果你從來沒有試過去控制你的舌頭,制服你的舌頭,
if you have never tried to control your own tongue,
你是活在一個虛假的自我形象當中,
you are living in a fake self-image.
你還覺得自己挺好的,
you still think that you are good.
但是你試一下控制一個禮拜,堅持一個禮拜,
and if you try to do what we have just talked about for a week,
你會很驚訝地發現你自己,
you will be surprisingly realize who you are.
你每天對自己,對其他人造成多少負面的影響,
and you realize that how many negative influence you affect on other people.
你就會更加注意你的言語,
and therefore you will even be more
注意你的言語.
You're more conscious of your own word.
你講嘢之前會諗過先講。
And you would think before you speak.
第二個策略,
the second strategy,
讓你的內心充滿感恩和讚美。
You let your heart be filled with thankfulness and praise.
耶穌話你的心被乜嘢充滿,你的口就會發出乜嘢出嚟。
Jesus tells us that whatever is filled in your heart will pour out of your mouth.
而既然內心是言語的根源, 最好的解決方法就是改變你的內心。
So therefore, if the heart is the root of all things, then let us first change our hearts.
其實我們人心有個特點的。
But in reality, our heart has a special point.
它是每時每刻都要求被充滿的。
It has a special purpose that every day it needs to be filled.
我們的內心像什麼?像一個杯,像一個水杯。
So our heart is like a cup.
不滿的時候你想充滿它。
If it's not full, you fill it up.
當它充滿的時候,水會流出來。
And when it's full and overflowing,
那些就是我們的言語了。
And those are our words.
你有沒有試過有時候有一種迫切,逼到你想說話的?
And do you ever feel that you have an urge to say something?
令到你不吐不快的。
And that it will affect you and you feel so disturbed.
你的心充滿愛的時候,你很樂意關心身邊的人的。
When your heart is filled with love, then you really care for others.
你的心充滿喜樂的時候,你很想跟人分享有什麼喜樂。
And when your heart is filled with joy, you will share with others why you are so joyful.
你的心充滿憤怒,你會忍不住發洩你的憤怒。
And if your heart is filled with anger, you cannot control that you would show anger.
你的心充滿妒忌,你忍不住在背後說人家壞話。
And your heart is filled with jealousy, you would talk behind people's backs.
你的內心被充滿,你就要說話了。
When your heart is full, you will speak.
你被什麼充滿,你就說什麼的說話。
Whatever your heart is filled with, that is a type of word you will say.
問題來了。
So the problem's here.
保羅告訴我們一個事實。
So here, Paul tells us the truth and reality.
保罗话：我也知道在我里头，就是在我肉体当中，没有良善。Romans 7.
Yes. Oh, here Paul tells us that there is nothing good that dwells in me in my flesh, for what I desire to do, what is right, and the ability to carry out, I do not do the good I want.
是我们知道，如果我充满良善，我就会讲啲好嘅说话出嚟。
So if I am filled with goodness in my heart, I will talk good.
但保罗话没有良善。
But Paul says that he is not good.
保罗去到最后，佢自己都喺度觉得好无奈啊。
And here Paul himself feels hopeless.
佢话我真系苦啊，谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？As he is whining, he says, "Who can save me from this sinful body?"
如果连保罗都讲呢啲咁绝望嘅说话，我哋咪更加绝望
？So if Paul will say these hopeless things, then we are even more hopeless.
我哋系咪注定唔能够制服我哋嘅舌头
？Do we decide that we cannot control our tongues?
保罗继续讲
，and Paul continues.
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
But he says, thanks to be God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that through him we can escape.
我哋系有希望嘅。
We have hope.
我哋可以靠着耶稣基督嚟控制我哋嘅舌头。
We can rely on Jesus to control our tongues.
等我同你解释一下。
Let me explain it to you.
如果我哋要解决舌头嘅问题
，If we want to solve the problem of the tongue,
我哋要被良善充满，系咪
？We need to be filled with goodness, right?
但我哋冇良善。
But we don't have goodness.
咁我哋首先系要被圣灵充满。
So therefore, first we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
留意头先第六节嘅经文。
Remember the verse 6 of the passage.
舌头就系火，喺我哋白体当中，舌头系个罪恶嘅世界，能够污染全身，可以把生命嘅轮子点起来，而且系从地狱里点着的。
It says, and then the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell.
呢度讲舌头嘅火系属于咩嘅？属于地狱嘅，有冇见到啊
？Here we see that the fire of the tongue belongs to the hell.
系罪恶嘅。
It is sinful.
有冇人谂到？有另一种舌头嘅火唔系来自于地狱嘅。
Have you ever thought about another fire of the tongue that is not from hell？
系嚟自于天上嘅。
That it comes from heaven above。
唔系嚟自于邪灵，系嚟自于圣灵嘅。
It doesn't come from the evil, but come from the spirit。
有冇谂到系边段经文有讲到
？Do you know which passage the Bible tells us that？
使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 2。
五旬节圣灵降临嘅时候。
And here at on the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came,
有冇人记得有啲咩现象出现
？Do you know what happened on that day？
又有舌头如乜嘢啊
？And here what it tells us that there are tongues as a fire，
火焰显出嚟
，that it appears as a fire，
然后分落喺各人嘅头上
，and it came and it rested on each of them。
佢哋就被乜嘢充满啊？被圣灵充满
，and they were filled by what？ By the Holy Spirit。
按照圣灵所赐嘅口才讲起别国嘅说话
，and therefore began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance。
我哋见到由圣灵所点出嚟嘅言语嘅威力
，and here we see the Spirit that ignites the power of the Spirit。
可以点燃生命嘅轮子。The whole course of life.
It can change the whole course of life.
可以令到基督徒被火炼净，为主火热。
So that the Christians can be identified the Spirit and be burning for God.
可以引发爆炸性嘅增长。
And that you can be explosive.
所以你见到两种区别吗
？You see the two difference comparison.
本来罪人嘅言语系带嚟毁坏同埋分裂。
And initially this fire can bring forth destruction，
但系被圣灵充满之后，可以带嚟拯救同埋联合。
And here, but through the work of the Holy Spirit, it can bring forth salvation。
被圣灵充满系我哋言语改变嘅根本方法。
To be filled with the Spirit is the basic initiation of change。
如果你希望被圣灵充满
，If you hope to be filled with the Holy Spirit，
关键嚟啦，关键嚟啦。
Then the problem is，
系关键 ，the key。The key is.
Oh, the key is.
你必须明白被圣灵充满同埋被福音充满、被神嘅爱充满系同一件事。
That you view，
你必须明白被圣灵充满同埋被福音充满系同一件事。
That you would see that they be filled with the Holy Spirit and
is the same as being filled with the gospel and also being filled with love of God 系同一件事。
Okay，
我所讲嘅神嘅爱唔系一种笼统嘅爱。
And when I say that the love of God is not just a
general
love，
唔系一种抽象嘅爱。
It's not an abstract love。
耶稣基督为咗拯救你而付出嘅牺牲嘅爱。
But because of Christ's will to save you is comes from the love of Christ。
嗱，我谂啊，头先我话人心似咪似个水杯系咪
？And before I said that the life is like a cup。
如果基督牺牲嘅爱系好似滔滔江水灌入你嘅内心。
If the love of Christ is just like ordinary water that fills into your heart，
你一条河嘅水充满你嘅内心。
If it's like a river that flows into your heart，
你本来嘅心充满杂质嘅，佢会慢慢更新变成干净嘅活水，系咪
？So if your heart was filthy before， it will start to be cleansed。
然后你个舌头系可以涌出好多爱嘅言语。
And therefore your tongue will start to have words of love。
如果你充满感恩，你系不断嘅讲出感恩同埋赞美嘅说话。
If you are filled with thankfulness, you will start to say words of thankfulness。
嗰个时候，你嘅舌头就恢复你最初被创造嘅目的。
Therefore your tongues will be restored for its initial purpose。
你嘅灵运行喺呢个世界。
As your spirit walks into this world，
你不断嘅赞美神，不断嘅荣耀神。
You will endlessly praise God and glorify God。
所以我哋需要耶稣基督嘅爱灌注我哋嘅水杯。
So therefore we need the love of Christ to be filling our hearts。
但系耶稣嘅爱系点样嘅爱啊
？So what kind of love is Jesus' love？
当耶稣基督喺十字架上面被钉嘅时候
，So when Christ was being nailed on the cross，
佢大声嘅呼喊：我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？He screamed and says, "Why, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
大家记唔记得？当佢咁样叫完之后
，But do you remember that after he spoke these words，
天父对耶稣讲咗咩说话
？What did the Father say to Jesus？
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？My God, my God, why have you forsaken me？
天父讲咗咩说话
？What did the Father say？
有冇人记得啊
？Does anyone remember？
天父冇讲任何嘢系咪
？The Father said nothing。
我哋记得当时嘅画面系点样啊？黑暗笼罩大地。
What is the picture we see? All the darkness surrounding the world, the place。
耶稣钉十字架嘅时候，佢得到嘅系神绝对嘅沉默。
What Jesus received was absolute silence.
我哋头先话神嘅话语带嚟光，带嚟生命。
And before we said that the word of God brings forth life and brings forth light.
而神嘅沉默系最可怕嘅折磨。
And the silence of God is the greatest torture.
我哋知道喺屋企入边嘈交系伤害。
And we know that arguments is part of love.
在屋企入边嘈交系互相伤害，系 in a family， 当我哋嘈交嘅时候 ，we hurt each other。
That we hurt each other as we when we argue， yes。
但系有冇谂过冰冷嘅沉默其实都系一种酷刑嚟嘅喺屋企入边
？Have you ever thought that a silence in the family is also a type of hurting？
耶稣承受嘅唔系人嘅沉默。是神的沉默。
What Jesus received is not the silence of man, but the silence of God.
那个本来是由我们这班罪人来承受的。
And that was supposed to be meant for us.
圣洁的神是厌恶罪恶的。圣洁的神是讨厌罪的。
God, the holy God hates sin.
神是不喜欢理罪人的，可以这样讲。
That God does not really care for the sinner.
佢唔想同人讲嘢，唔想同罪人讲嘢。
He doesn't want to speak to the sinner.
当一个罪人指着个天话，如果神而家同我讲话，我就信佢。
And when a person points to the heaven, if God talks to me now, I will believe in him.
通常呢一种狂妄嘅要求，只会换嚟沉默。
So usually with this ridiculous request, usually bring forth silence.
你知唔知耶稣基督喺地上嘅时候，佢听见神对佢讲咩
？Do you know when Jesus on earth, what did he hear his father say?
耶稣受洗嘅时候，神讲咩
What did the father say when Jesus was baptized?
你是我的咩啊？ 爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son, who I am well pleased.
耶稣是得到神言语上的认可的。
So here, Jesus received the praise of his father.
但是耶稣爱我们。
But he also loves us.
他甘愿同我们交换位置。
He is willing to change, take our place.
本来我们得到沉默，但现在他得到沉默。
But it was in reality, we were to receive the silence, but now Jesus received it.
现在凡是信他的人都可以听到天父这样讲。
So now those who believe in God will not hear him say,
你是我的儿女。
You are my children, my child.
我喜悦的。
I am well pleased.
这个是我们听到的说话。
This is the word that we should hear.
神不再对我们沉默。
God is no longer silent to us.
我们现在有特权可以每日随时随地听到神的话语。
We have special privileges that today we could endlessly hear the word of God.
神的话语塑造我们的自我形象。
The word of God will establish your self-image.
能够驱散我们一切的不满。
We'd push away all the unsatisfaction of life.
可以消灭撒旦的诡计。
It can destroy the schemes of Satan.
可以改变我们的生命。
It can change our lives.
神的话语都可以让我们的话语充满救恩。
So therefore, God will use our word to be a source of salvation.
想想我们如果我们被神的话语充满
，So think if you are filled with the word of God,
你的舌头就会讲出咩说话
？What will your tongues say?
你就会讲出福音的真理。
You will speak the truth of the gospel.
你就成为神拯救人的工具。
That you will be an instrument of salvation of God.
弟兄姊妹，你要被神，你要被耶稣的爱充满。
Brothers and sisters, you need to be filled with the love of Christ.
你要被圣灵充满。
You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你要被神的话语充满。
You need to be filled with the Word of God.
这个就是我们的内心，我们的言语可以改变的根本方法。
This is the basic method that we can change our heart and our tongue.
所以两个策略。
So there are two strategies.
下个礼拜尝试去控制你的舌头。
So next week, try to control your tongue.
你会马上发现你控制不到。
You would realize immediately that you cannot control it.
但是 at least 你可以见到你入边好多的罪性，好多的罪恶。
But at least you will see all the sinfulness that is inside of you.
第二个方法。
The second strategy.
读神的话语。
Is to study the word of God.
明白福音。
Understand the gospel.
被基督的爱充满。
To be filled and moved by the love of God.
知道他为了拯救你他自己承受神的沉默。
You know, to know that he, because he wanted to rescue you, to save you, that he received the silence of God.
我一起祈祷。
Let us pray.
耶稣基督，我们多谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
我们本来是充满恶的。
We were normally before filled with sinfulness.
我们入边没有良善。
We do not have goodness in us.
于是乎，我哋嘅言语总系发出一啲唔好嘅说话。
So therefore, our words reveal these bad words.
我哋用言语伤害自己，亦都伤害身边嘅人。
We use words to hurt ourselves and others.
我哋今日听完雅各书嘅教导
，as we hear the teaching of James,
求你感动我哋，让我哋希望去改变。
May you move us to help us to have a willingness to change.
让我哋真系去多多嘅思想。耶稣基督你的救恩
to contemplate and meditate upon the salvation of Christ.
耶稣基督你总是用爱心说诚实话。
Lord, you speak the truth in love.
我们都盼望我们可以学习你。
We pray that we can be like you.
求圣灵来改变我们。
May the Spirit change us.
简单的祷告奉耶稣名求。
The simple words we pray in Christ.
Amen. Amen.